campaigns residents speak out against resource extraction in Mud Bay. And the end of fish tax revenue sharing would not be the end of the world for Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaska levies a raw fish tax on the state's fishing industry. The revenue from the tax is shared with coastal communities where fishermen and seafood processors operate. Under Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal, that sharing would end. About $28 million would stay with the state instead of going to communities. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, that could affect the Haynesboro budget.
If you live in Southeast Alaska, you've probably been hearing a lot about the fish tax lately. That's really two taxes, the fisheries business tax and the fishery resource landing tax. The governor's proposal would repeal the allocation municipalities receive from the business tax and repeal revenue sharing from the landing tax. According to Haynesboro Finance Director Sheila Stewart, that's an average of $250,000 per year for Haynes. This fiscal year, it was over $350,000.
It would be a big impact. I mean, it goes into the general fund, so we use it for, you know, for everything, for schools, library, just the general administration, running of the borough and the pool, the museum. So, you know, it would have to be offset either by cutting services or raising other revenues.
This isn't the hardest hit municipal coffers may take under the proposed budget. It's just one source of revenue, of several, that the municipality may lose. Haynes Harbor Master Sean Bell has bigger fish to fry. He says the cut doesn't have an outsized influence on the harbor budget. Most of their income comes from moorage fees, so his operating budget is covered.
It would have an effect, not a significant effect. Traditionally, raw fish tax to the harbor has ranged from 30 to the most recent fiscal year of 90,000.
In other communities, the raw fish tax is a more significant source of revenue, especially for harbors. The only pain point Bell foresees is not being able to put money in the harbor's enterprise fund. That's money that goes to things like fuel maintenance and potentially more moorage floats for the harbor.
It's definitely not easy to make up any additional revenue. We make way one way or the other.
Since the money from the taxes goes into the municipality's general fund, no one program should take a crippling blow. And for now, at least, the budget proposal is just that, a proposal. Stewart says it's a starting point, and she hopes it will undergo some changes as it makes its way through the legislature.
We don't want to panic, but we don't want to be unprepared either if we're going to have cuts, so kind of striking that balance.
For Stewart, that means looking at the data. For the Assembly, it could mean hard decisions in the future. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
Last week, the Haynesboro Planning Commission made a recommendation to the Assembly to allow major resource extraction in the Mud Bay area. A dozen people turned up for Tuesday night's Assembly meeting to share their thoughts on the issue. For 2 years, the Haynesboro Planning Commission has been trying to figure out how to regulate resource extraction in Mud Bay. While some landowners want to be able to harvest trees and extract gravel on their land, many feel it would have a negative impact on adjacent properties where homes have been built. At a meeting Tuesday, Assemblyman Tom Morfitt addressed frustrations about the lengthy public process that is yet to result in a clear set of rules for resource extraction in Mud Bay.
It's an explosive issue because it pits the rights of individuals trying to make money against the rights of people who've invested everything into their property, into their home.
Recently, the Planning Commission recommended the borough allow conditional use permits for major resource extraction in Mud Bay. This would allow residents and non-resident landowners to extract more than 30,000 board feet of timber and 1,500 cubic yards of gravel over a 3-year period. The proposal has seen a backlash from dozens of Mud Bay residents. Rob Goldberg lives in Mud Bay and chairs the Planning Commission. At the Assembly meeting Tuesday, he said that homeowners in Mud Bay bought land there specifically because it was protected from resource extraction.
Residential zoning protects a homeowner's investment by ensuring that you will not be impacted by industrial uses. I do not think that these hundreds of residents who have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars or decades of sweat equity into their homes will sit idly by when they realize that the Borough Assembly has suddenly changed 33 years of established zoning code to allow gravel mining on a lot next to them.
The Planning Commission decided to recommend allowing major resource extraction at a meeting 2 weeks ago when Goldberg was absent. He says major resource extraction would contradict the zoning of Mud Bay. It is defined as a rural residential area intended for single-family dwelling and cottage industries. However, there is currently nothing in code that explicitly prohibits resource extraction. Several Mud Bay residents have criticized the borough's conditional use permit process. Lori DeDorian suggested that it would not be a barrier to large-scale resource extraction.
The Planning Commission almost always grants conditional use permits. So this amendment would, in effect, open up resource extraction in Mud Bay.
While the majority of people who spoke at the meeting Tuesday favored restricting resource extraction in Mud Bay, several spoke in favor of opening the area up for logging and mining. The Alaska Mental Health Trust owns 750 acres of land in Mud Bay. David Griffin, a land manager with the trust, said that prohibiting major resource extraction would prevent the trust from generating revenue on that land. Roger Schnabel spoke out against requiring a conditional use permit to harvest timber on 150 acres of land he purchased in Mud Bay nearly 20 years ago.
I purchased, in essence, the timber values with the piece of property with the intent of developing it and using the timber to recover the costs of the development. So included in that, no different than what testimony I've heard even from Mr. Goldberg, he's right on target. He's on target when he states people invested in this area and they have a right to be able to recover from that investment, and I've done no differently.
Mud Bay resident Sylvia Hines has been a proponent of major resource extraction by conditional use permit. There is a gravel pit located on her property that she would like to make use of. She defended the permitting process as an effective tool to ensure the type and scale of resource extraction would not cause conflict.
The conditional use process can allow us to regulate on a case-by-case basis to lower impacts for all residents. I think we need to audit the process, fix the process, and use the process to regulate resource extraction in Mud Bay.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted to send the ordinance to the Government Affairs and Services Committee for review. The committee will discuss the issue further during its meeting on March 13th. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.